Hare Krishna, I have two questions, or at least I have two questions that came to me on the topic of ahimsa milk, non-violent milk and milk products, more specifically about ghee, both from the devotees here in Hungary, one's from Madhupati Prabhu, and he expresses how he feels somewhat relieved and conscious by not having to buy milk in stores, but he still has a store of ghee. What should he do with that ghee? Should he throw it out? And of course the answer is no, we should never throw anything out. It's not not such a critical issue in that sense, or not critical enough that we should discard or waste anything. This is not like radioactive material. Either we can give it to someone else if you have a store of ghee, or you can use it yourself, and when you're finished, then try to acquire ghee and other milk products that come from a non-violent source. Looking for ghee in India that's guaranteed like that, but interestingly enough, can't even actually find ghee in India that's guaranteed from a source where the cow doesn't go to a slaughterhouse. Hare Krishna. The other question was from Gornitai Prabhu, and he's asking that I had requested our restaurants and temples in long ago that they only cook in ghee and not in oil. And now we're reverting that stance. Now we're telling them that they should cook in oil and not cook in ghee. So isn't this a contradiction? How are we meant to resolve this? It's a contradiction, unfortunately. However, I see it as a contradiction trying to go into the right direction. Srila Prabhupada wanted us to cook in ghee. Srila Prabhupada also wanted us, our farms, to provide ghee for our restaurants, temples, and so on. The first instruction to cook in ghee was somewhere back at 20 years ago. We see that why devotees follow that nicely, but unless there's some kind of proactive means for us to actually get move forward and come to a stage, inspire both temples and temple leaders, restaurants, to make the kind of steps that are really going to be required in order for our farm to be able to provide them with ghee. We're not going to get there. We're just going to stay in this situation ad infinitum, just as in the same way as we have over the last 15 years. Has been lots of time for devotees to have made that type of adjustment where our herd could have been increased to that extent. To the best of my knowledge, I've never had any kind of request from any temple, restaurant about this subject matter. In other words, it's never really been a concern. So my concern is that it continues not to be a concern for the next 15 years and for all the time thereafter. And so then we won't actually fulfill Srila Prabhupada's desire. So I'm hoping that somehow or another, by this sort of one step back, we can take two steps forward and fulfill Srila Prabhupada's desire and make proper arrangements. Why? Because devotees do want to drink milk and drink milk products and cook and eat. We are a society about not only kitchen religion, but we're a society of milk products, kitchen religion. I'm trying to put a certain degree of emphasis pressure both on the devotees and the leaders to try to realize this, and certainly on myself, because I'm well aware that ghee is what we should be cooking in, milk is what devotees should be drinking, and we should be really setting an ideal example, not just in what we're not doing, but in what we are doing. In other words, it's not that we're vegans and that we're not eating milk products that are a product of violence, but we are providing milk products that are coming from non-violent sources, and showing people how it can be done, because that's what Srila Prabhupada wanted us to do. So thank you, Gornitai, for reminding us about that again. It's another one of my things on my priority list. Things lit up for me at the end of this month, as I finish the last work on Navabraja Mahima. Hare Krishna.